Ms. Karina, can you hear me okay?
Yes, Mayor, I can hear you.
Awesome. Fantastic. We'll get this started. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is National Consultant Maksud Mir. I'm hosting the call for Brian McClure. This is the national call that has been my mainstay for Sunday nights, every Sunday night for the last 10 years I've been in the business. This call sets my whole week up. I normally plan my week on Sundays, basically making sure that I get my people on the call. Of course, I invite people, and sometimes I even close people on the call because it helps me understand the business at a higher level. I've never had any network marketing experience before Ambit Energy, so I understood the business from learning the teachings that Brian and other leaders have shared on this call for the last 10 years. So I implore you guys to invite people on this call. This is an institution in Ambit Energy by itself. And tonight we have a new friend of mine, I would call her. She is our brand new field development manager. Guys, this lady is dynamite. I have had an opportunity to talk to her just a couple of times in the thing there, and we've already established a great relationship. And this lady is coming in and partnering with Jeremy Ochoa. Most of you guys know Jeremy Ochoa, the field development manager, and she's his counterpart in this. And a lot of you will be able to meet her this Tuesday in Chicago. But without further ado, I want to introduce to you guys our field development manager, Ms. Karina Hernandez. Karina, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, Mir, thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that introduction. Hello, everyone. I really hope that you guys have all been having an amazing weekend so far. And first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to be on this call tonight. I honestly feel very honored to be sharing this time with you, and I'm just really excited for the opportunity to meet a lot more of you in person. I really enjoy interacting in these calls, whether it's, on the phone or through Zoom, but in-person interactions are a lot more enjoyable. So I really look forward to meeting a lot of you in person. And, with the pandemic, I feel like it taught us a lot of things. And personally, to me, it taught me how to really cherish every moment with my family, my friends, or my coworkers. I really look forward to spending time with you guys in person. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Karina, can you, for those of us who don't know you, can you give us a little bit of a background, ma'am? You know, where, a little bit about yourself, where you came from, and how you were introduced into Ambit Energy. Why did you choose to become an Ambit field development manager?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that question. I truly appreciate it. I'm going to be a little vulnerable here sharing a little bit of my story, but I feel like a lot of you guys have done that throughout your career already, so I don't feel out of place. First of all, my name is Karina Hernandez, and I was actually born in Mexico. And at the age of 8 years old, my parents and I moved to California. That is where I grew up. And we lived there for 18 years. And then 3 years ago, my husband and I made the decision to move to Texas. By then we had our son, and he was 5 months old. And we really sat down and we thought about, hey, where is it that we want to raise our family? And my sister-in-law was out here in Texas, came to visit her, and we absolutely fell in love with the state. I mean, who doesn't? And that's how we ended up moving here to California. My husband is actually a U.S. Marine. He served for 8 years, and he's incredibly proud of the time that he served for this country. And if I could just, if I could simplify what truly makes me whole and what makes me, happy as a person, I would have to say that it would be my faith in God. That's really that would be my number one. And then right next to that, my family. My family is my absolute priority. And then just personally, I love to accomplish things that a lot of people may think that are either too difficult, or at times they may even think that it's like not possible to accomplish. When people tell me that, I kind of tend to not accept that as an answer. I'm always questioning why it's not possible and why is it so difficult. And then once I've, you know, confirmed with my own eyes if it really isn't possible, that route, then it kind of like bothers me a little bit. And I just sit and like I think of an alternative to accomplish whatever the goal is. So I don't really take no for an answer, which could be beneficial in a lot of things. But that's another thing that I really enjoy doing, kind of breaking the norms and, you know, finding solutions to things that people may think that don't have a solution. I've also always enjoyed being surrounded by leadership. Because of course I feel like leadership has a lot of knowledge and I love learning from them, from all of you guys and, you know, people here in corporate as well. What I truly enjoy the most about the entire experience is being able to teach others what I have learned. I really, really enjoy to watch growth, you know, individually as a person and then a company's growth, no matter where they are in their situation. So that's really, really enjoyable to me. I just, that's like, it fascinates me. So, that's a little bit about me and who I am.
That's awesome, Ms. Karina. So what made you pick Ambit as your new venture?
Well, that is a very interesting question. Yes, Mir, thank you so much for that question. I actually wasn't looking for Ambit. I feel Ambit found me, like a lot of people, I feel like, would maybe coincide with that. I actually had been working in the fast food industry for 12 years, so I have 12 years of customer service under my belt, and 10 of them have been on a leadership position. And usually I just tend to incline with ideas that make people's jobs easier. And for the most part, that kind of goes hand in hand with quicker performance and higher sales for the company, et cetera. And I actually really enjoyed my time being a general manager for one of our restaurants out here in Texas. However, that changed when COVID hit. So, you know, back in 2020, March, COVID hit. My son was about a year and a half then. And I already had a lot of responsibility, you know, with the restaurant and the people and the sales and performance, et cetera. And on top of that, you know, now we had COVID. And being in the fast food industry around that time, just personally, I had to make sure, you know, that none of my employees showed up with any symptoms. And if any of them did, you know, we had to make sure that they didn't work because we had to take care of everybody's health, especially our customers. And at the same time, I had to make sure that our performance didn't drop, our sales didn't drop, or the quality of our service didn't drop. So it was, I was working for 12, 14 hour shifts at times, and it came to a point where work became my priority. And just personally, as a mother, I never really wanted that to be, you know, who I was. My family really comes first for everything. And I had to look for another door. I had to look for another opportunity. And I had, you know, my experience was completely customer service, you know, in the fast food industry, you know, just restaurant stuff. But when I found Ambit, I actually went over to my neighbor's house. You guys, I'm sure you guys are all familiar with him. His name is Juan Nieves. He is the commissions manager. And we were hanging out, we were having a good time, and you know, I had told him, you know, I'm gonna redo my resume. I'm just gonna start looking for opportunities, and he actually told me that at that time we were hiring for consultant support, and I had no idea what consultant support was, what Ambit Energy was. So I looked into the company, I saw the opportunity, and I was like, you know what, let me give it a shot. And at the time, everybody was working from home. Right now, we're still doing a little bit of hybrid, but at that time, everybody was working from home. So I was going to have the opportunity to work from home and spend time with my son, or at least be around my son, and also still work full time. So it was just a godsend at that point. I applied for consultant support, and Jeremy Ochoa was actually, I was in the class that he taught, his first and last online class. So we were taught online 100%. There was no in-person interaction. Everything was through Zoom calls, all the training, and, you know, and I learned so much from Jeremy. I mean, you guys all know who Jeremy is. Well, he was my trainer, and I was his part of his first and last online Zoom class for consultant support. So that's a little story that Jeremy and I share with each other. And that's how my career began with Ambit, Mir.
No, from all of us, ma'am, welcome. Welcome to...
You've
brought another level for us. I mean, of course, Jeremy elevated that level a lot for us too. Also, last year I had an opportunity to spend quite a bit of time with Jeremy, and same with this year too. And every chance I get, I learn from him. He's such an articulate gentleman, and he has taught so many of us so many things. He did a great training a few months ago, ma'am. It was on training. It was on trust, building trust between corporate, between leadership, all of that. So yeah, it's great. It's great to hear that you were, you know, being taught or trained by Jeremy there too also.
Right.
So let me ask
you.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. So just like any of our backgrounds and things, you know, what is the role that you play with us, man? Like, you know, as a field development manager, what are your responsibilities in terms of how you deal with the consultants and what comes in that role or what comes with that role?
Yeah, of course. So as the right now, I joined a little bit over a month ago, right? So right now we're just swamped with a lot of traveling and supporting our local leaders. So that's priority number one, making sure that our leaders feel supported. And of course, you know, both Jeremy and I, we've already shared some moments, and we really enjoy being present and being in the moment with all of our consultants. We want to make sure that you guys all know that you guys have people here in corporate who are here for you and to support you and to hear any feedback that you guys may have from the field that, you know, that maybe you've told other ears, but it's gone nowhere. You know, maybe Jeremy and I can get together and do something a little bit further. And then also we keep ourselves very busy during work hours, like during the day without considering the traveling. We have many meetings with Eric Reisdorf, Daryl, Eric Johnstone, Alan, and we're always looking for opportunities of improvement. We look at our reports and we see the local leaders that are really doing amazing. And then we're also checking up on others to see if there is any support maybe needed in that area. We also identify areas of opportunities. Like, for example, not too long ago, Eric Reisdorf had a meeting with us telling us about Massachusetts and National Grid and how we were going to have an opportunity in that market. And we actually added Chelsea, Massachusetts to our Ambit on the Road location for this trip. It's going to be our last stop for the Ambit on the Road. And so we're keeping ourselves, you know, very busy with a lot of things like that, you know, making sure that you guys know that we're here for you guys to support you and be there for you and listen to you with any feedback. And then also here in corporate, taking advantage of these great opportunities that we find that, you know, it's a little tough right now, but whenever we do see an opportunity of growth, we definitely take advantage of stuff like that. So that's a little bit about what I've learned so far in this last a little bit over a month, but I'm sure there's going to be so much more that we're going to accomplish later on, like, you know, improve any processes that are taking a little too long right now and stuff like that. So we're definitely focused on improving the platform that you guys use for your, you know, your service, your customer enrollments, your consultant enrollments, and everything that, you know, that we provide you guys, that you guys use on a daily basis.
That's fantastic. And I know we'll probably give you a list of few improvements that we need to make.
Yes, absolutely. But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No,
I'm
no,
here
you'll,
for it.
You'll
here,
begin.
I'm here for it.
Of course, of course. So can you tell us so far in the month that you've been with us or you started this, what's been the most enjoyable part of working in the field?
Okay, yes, that's a great one because that really makes it worth it. So the first thing that I love so far is getting to know all of you guys in person. You know, again, I love phone calls and Zoom calls and stuff like that. But when I get to put a face to a name and really introduce myself and get to know, you know, the person behind the performer, both, you know, with you guys and myself, you know, just get to know the humans that we are. That's really been the most enjoyable part so far in these, like for the Ambit on the Road stops that we've done and some business presentations that we've supported, and just to, you know, to feel that camaraderie with you guys and us, and just know that we're both on the same boat and we both, you know, want to improve things for mutual success. And just getting to know the consultants, all of you guys in person, has really been my favorite part so far.
Well, that's important, ma'am, because, you know, to go forward with any type of team building, you know, that getting to know that person properly, their mm-hmm. why is important for us, ma'am.
Yeah.
So, I want to ask you something about rapport building and connection. I mean, when you called me and you introduced yourself, I could feel that, you know, you can make an immediate connection or rapport with somebody. Is it something that you cultivated over time, or is it something that has developed from your previous career, or how do you develop that?
I would say, thank you so much for pointing that out, by the way. I appreciate it. That's such a compliment. But honestly, it's a little bit of both. And if I am completely honest with you, Amir, I am honestly the most comfortable when I could be myself, because I could be very imperfect at times, and I want other people to feel comfortable with me as well, for them to be themselves as who they are as humans, you know, behind the titles that we may have. I really like to get to know the person behind all that. That's what I'm interested in getting to know, and I want to have those conversations and share ideas and work together towards common goals. So it's just, I'm most comfortable when I can be myself. And if I can get others to be themselves around me too, that's really where I feel like where I shine. But I appreciate that question, Mira.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And I was going to ask you, you're also in an inspiring business. I mean, we're all in that inspiring and motivating others, how to, you know, get them to motivate. When you're working with a leader, or working with anyone, what's your effective strategy that maybe what we can replicate too also? Because I'm always wanting to learn what different people's strategies are in terms of moving a team or moving a building,
right,
a team, getting them to work. So what's a good strategy that you use?
Okay, so I would say that the most effective strategy that I feel like has worked for me and is actually one of the things that I look up to in leaders, I use this one, I would say, both in work and in my personal life, and is to lead by example and not by your title, whether, you know, you're a supervisor or a director of somewhere. I feel like, you know, people believe what a supervisor says or what a director says, but when you see what they do and they lead with their actions and they set the example for you, that's really the best motivation that they can give, at least for people like me. And that's what I've really cultivated in my leadership style. And I try my best to set the example so it's easier for others to follow. And I feel like that's worked for me so far in the leadership roles that I've had, you know, in the past and here with Ambit Energy as well, and in my personal life as well. So just, you know, lead by example, you know, in the kind of leadership that is, you know, strong but isn't like disrespectful, doesn't belittle you, leadership that cares for you but isn't, you know, isn't weak. So it's not just a position or a title for me. It's more of what you do, you know, and the example that you set for your peers. That really, I feel like, makes it much easier for others to follow the steps. So that's truly what I cultivate within me and what's worked with me so far. And I intend to do nothing but continue to do that.
Absolutely, man. And it's quite evident already in you. You've created a level of trust with us already. And I hear from others that, you know, that have had interacted with you, that they already feel comfortable in letting you know that, okay, these are some of the improvements that we have. And like I said, you know, there will be people reaching out to you, I'm sure. So many of us will be seeing you in Illinois, in Chicago on Tuesday. You have a big event coming up, and you're attending it in person. Can you tell us a little bit about that event and then tell us why it's important, its significance?
Yes, absolutely. So this Tuesday, the 15th, so in 2 days, we're going to be there with you in Chicago. And we're really excited. We're bringing our Chief Development Officer, Eric Reisdorf. So he's going to be there. He is excited to meet the consultants as well, get to know them in person, get to know the local leaders. So that's going to be really exciting. The consultants are going to have a chance to, you know, get to know the person who really makes the decisions, because at the end of the day, you know, we can present anything to Alan and Daryl, but at the end, it's going to be Eric who makes any final decisions. So it's really exciting to get to know him. He's such a great guy. He's already a great leader to me. So that's going to be really exciting. He really wants to get to know you guys, like I said, and have conversations and just have understanding with corporate and the field and work towards common goals. So that's super exciting. If you guys can, I highly, highly recommend that you guys go out there on the 25th. We're really excited for that.
Well, I'll be there, ma'am. And I know several of the people that are on the call tonight, they'll definitely be there too also. It's an opportunity for us to connect with the corporate guys. It's always helped me hugely in developing that connection. So that corporate and leadership connection, you know, we don't want to feel that corporate is different from us. I mean, they're in the decision-making part of it, but we get to do the business because the corporate allows us to do that. So, and creating that connection expedites your, I think, your business in many ways. You can promote quicker because if you know a market's opening up, or if you know the new market is going to have a better rate, just like Ms. Karina mentioned about Massachusetts there, I just heard that Massachusetts is increasing their rates to like 31 cents a kilowatt hour, and we're beating that. And it's a great market for us to actually, you know, go harvest customers from. So that's the last stop on the tour, ma'am. I didn't see that one there. So
that's going to be the last stop on the tour. Yeah, we're going to be in Chelsea, Massachusetts on November 11th. That's where we're going to be there.
November
that's the last
11th.
Stop.
Okay. I see. So what other events does corporate have for us for the rest of 2022, if you want to share?
Okay, well, there's actually something that we're working on. Well, there's many things that we're working on, right? But there's one really exciting one that I want to tell you guys a little bit about, but not too much. So we're working on this new event. And it is going to be coming in the beginning of 2023. So it's going to be a brand new event. We've never had it before. So we're really, really excited and working on that. And like I said, I can't tell you guys too much about it, but I'm sure you guys will be hearing more about it soon. But we're working on this event. And again, it's going to be at the beginning of the year. So we're super excited. And I'll just leave that with you guys so you guys can get excited about it with me too. But I'm sure we're going to be talking about it more in later communications.
So, Ms. Karina, it's not simulcast then, but it's something else.
It's not simulcast.
One.
It's something different.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
I
That's
see.
Right.
So there, you got me excited. So,
right? I was excited when I heard.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. So simulcast is still going to be on. Is that correct? This is in addition to simulcast?
No, simulcast will not be continuing.
Okay, okay,
it's going to be a different event. Yes, and it's going to be this event.
Oh, it's
that
a
I'm
different event.
About.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and
that's
like I
awesome.
Said, I can't say too much, Mir. I can't say too much.
Okay, all right. Okay. Don't stress. Don't worry. That's okay. But guys, listen, this is what you get from corporate. You know, you get excited about something that they haven't plans for. And like I said, I just learned quite a few things from Ms. Karina. So, Karina, I wanted to ask you also, like what is your outlook so far that you've worked with Ambit? I mean, what is your outlook for us? Like, you know, what should we do or what should we focus on for the rest of the year?
For this rest of the year, oh my goodness,
yes,
I would
yes,
say,
yes.
First of all, if you can get out there to Massachusetts in National Grid, take advantage of that opportunity. We are going to be lower than the incumbent for the first time in some time in that market. And, you know, as you guys know, it hasn't been easy in a lot of these Midwest Northeast markets, but we see an opportunity here with National Grid in Massachusetts. The incumbent is going from 11.5 cents to they're actually going up to 33.89, and we're going to be coming in definitely below 33.89. We're hoping for either 29 or 30 to come in that market. So I would say take advantage of opportunities like that when corporate finds these markets where we're going to be lower than the incumbent. You know, contact the people that we have out there and take advantage of those opportunities as much as possible. And, you know, like I said, we're going to have a last stop in Massachusetts on November 11th. So, you know, if anybody's interested in coming along, you know, anybody's more than welcome to contact me or Jeremy and ask more about it. And if you want to participate in it and be part about it, you know, get involved into stuff like that where corporate locates these opportunities and then you guys as consultants can then go and take advantage of stuff like that. I would say that, you know, go do that one first. And, you know, of course, always take care of your family, enjoy the holidays, and continue to work hard. But yeah, that's what I would say.
That's fantastic, guys. You heard it from Karina. You know, we need to go out to Massachusetts or make some phone calls to that. You know, I heard from Daryl a few weeks ago that this was happening. And then Eric also told me when we were in Dallas that this was happening in Massachusetts. So I'm already reaching out to several people and then also trying to reignite some fire with people that are in Massachusetts that came into our business and they have kind of moved on to something else. But we're trying to reignite some of those people to come back into Ambit and do or start building there. So, you know, Karina, this connection that we are building with, you know, the field that you have an ability to connect with these people there or they can send you requests. I mean, is there a way that you like, would they rather text you, call you, email you? How do you want to connect with us?
Yes, yes, of course. So the best way to connect with me would be through email. Because through email, I always make sure that, you know, everything's checked off. Everything's, you know, I save all my important information in my computer. So my email is a letter K as in Kilo, and my last name, which is Hernandez, K Hernandez at ambitenergy.com. But of course, if anybody wants to give me a call or shoot me a text, that's totally, you know, it's definitely an option as well. So I can give you guys my phone number right now. So it's 661-802-2108. And, you know, same with my cell phone. If I, for some reason, can't come to the phone, I'll return the call, just leave a voicemail or shoot me a text, and I'll definitely get back to that text and give you guys a call back if you guys need a call back. But any of that would really work. Text, call, email, So if you guys need to connect with me for anything, any support or any questions that you may have and any feedback, those would be the three main points of contact for me.
Fantastic, Emma. I appreciate it very, very much. And also, the last thing I wanted to ask you was on that executive consultant call you were talking about, the five-star, the points are going to be up soon. When is that coming up, ma'am? In this coming week or the next week?
Yes. So the five-star points actually should have been up within this week. I'm not too sure what happened on that, but I will check up on that and make sure that they're up by either tomorrow or the next day.
That's fantastic, ma'am. Yeah, I know this coming five-star. I just saw the pictures of all of the five-star winners there that went to that trip there. Guys, it's an incredible trip, and that's coming up. I think we have almost 3 months left on this coming five-star there.
Mm-hmm.
So any activities that you do right now, it's counting towards the points for this next five-star.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And where are they going for the five-star? And for the spring one?
For this trip, I don't have the information for this upcoming trip where that, but I can have that information on the next EC call, which is this Thursday as well. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I know there are lots of people that are excited about that. So we know we want to get some people on the five star and any senior consultant and above. You know, Jerry Thompson told me that long time ago. He said we send invitations to every senior and above to come and join us on the five star. It's those who choose to join, and those are the ones who will go to work. So make sure that this is production based, guys. So more production that you have, you know, the better your chances are. So Ms. Curry, I'm going to turn it over for you to close this out and think if you can give us some words of inspiration. And then, you know, we can close out the call.
I'll do my best to thank you. I know that Ambit and really the entire electric industry has gone through some changes and some challenges in the last few years. And the only thing that really comes to mind is I would say that a lot of the times the situations that we face are not as important as the attitude that we face them with. And the way that we react to such situations is going to determine whether we either succeed or if we fail. And let's, you know, be honest, and without any of these challenges, we really wouldn't enjoy the triumphs or enjoy them as we really should. And in situations like that, we don't need to try. We really need to do and shift our attitude and focus on what we're building. Because one thing that I realized that we all have in common is that we've made the decision to improve at some point in our lives for a reason. We didn't really just, you know, accept, you know, what we heard as truth. And we evaluated what we truly believed in, and we found Ambit and we saw an opportunity with Ambit. And sometimes we just have to make sure that we remind ourselves of the reason why we decided to move forward with the Ambit opportunity. And just no matter the situation, we need to stay positive about what's to come and stay consistent to our own personal promise that we made to ourselves to improve and reach our goals. So I really wish the best for all of you guys and for me as well in this new path. And I really look forward to what we're going to be able to accomplish together. I'm looking forward to a bright future with Ambit Energy along with all of you guys.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the line so you can thank Ms. Karina and make every effort to come and see her in Chicago and also in Massachusetts. She's going to be on tour. Guys, listen, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's going to give you the right direction, the positive way to build this business quicker, faster, better. So let me just go ahead and unmute the lines and open the lines up for you.